Wednesday, November 20th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I'm taking you to a story out of the Media Research Center. Pop star Ellie Goulding threatens to cancel Thanksgiving Day halftime show over the Salvation Army ties that the Dallas Cowboys have. Harry, for the past 20 years, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys has taken the Thanksgiving Day game that the Cowboys play in every year. He's used that halftime performance to promote the Salvation Army and their Red Kettle campaign. This year, the so-called pop star that was supposed to be featured in the halftime show is saying she will boycott and cancel her performance unless this Christian-based organization makes a donation specifically to an LGBTQ group.
Well, I would be more than happy to explain to Ms. Goulding that if you are really concerned about LGBTQ people, then you will be promoting the Salvation Army, their Red Kettle campaign, because they will again this year reach 23 million plus people who are homeless, children who are in poverty. They will clothe them, they will give them food, they will give them shelter, and they've been doing this over 120 years. The Dallas Cowboys, with Jerry Jones, has been supportive for the last 20 years to help them kick off the Red Kettle campaign. And guess who they minister to? They minister to those who are in extenuating circumstances of poverty, homelessness, and difficulty. And I would just say to pop star Ellie Goulding that they don't ever ask someone their sexual identity, their sexual habits. They just go right to the need. And my guess is they are meeting the needs of LGBTQ people in some of the most dire situations, much more than a donation to an LGBTQ organization, which is there simply to promote, teach, and attempt to groom children into this behavior, which in many cases put them on the streets because of their despair, because of all the things that happened in their life. Now, Mr. Jones and the Dallas Cowboys each year help kick off the Red Kettle campaign, which is the number one funding instrument for the Salvation Army in its attempt to minister. And Tom, let me just say, I don't know of an organization that is more lean administratively. This is a large, significant number of volunteers with the number of employees, yes, that have given their lives to the Salvation Army, who live on very meager salaries. And then what they do is they get out into the impoverished areas, they go to the streets, they open up rescue centers, they have places to bring the homeless to sleep in the cold. They do all of those things, so it's a well-run organization. They just do that out of their love for Christ and their desire to bring the message of the gospel to people in dire situations as they minister to them and their need of food, shelter, clothing, and assistance. They have counseling ministry as well. And I can promise you there will be a lot of LGBTQ people who will be assisted, but they don't ask that. What they do is they just bring help and ministry in the name of Christ. Well, one of the problems that she had was that there was on her blog a picture of her in a Salvation Army uniform, and of course the activists saw her in the uniform of a Christian organization who confessionally holds to the biblical sexual ethic that sex belongs in marriage, and marriage is between a man and a woman. So they went after her, and of course she immediately capitulated and then told the Salvation Army, unless you give a sizable donation to an LGBTQ organization, I will cancel my halftime program at the Dallas Cowboys traditional Thanksgiving game. Well, you know, I'm not trying to be hard-hearted. I would just say to her, well, there'll probably be a penalty for you doing that. And if you're willing to pay the penalty, we're willing to cancel you. We won't have any problem getting someone who perhaps people will actually know about, who can sing at the halftime and who would love to promote this philanthropic endeavor in the name of Christ that reaches into every segment of society without dividing up society in terms of their sexual behavior.
Harry, one of the points to make is the Salvation Army doesn't hand out large gifts to any organization. They minister to the individual and to families.
That's right. They go to individuals. And again, they don't have a filter. Are you transgender? Then we'll help you. Are you transgender? We won't help you. They don't have that filter. They just see the need, and they go to the person with the need, and in the name of Christ, they give something to drink, something to eat, some clothing to wear, a place to sleep, the counseling if you desire it. They provide all of those things. That's what they do. No, they are not going to participate in the current attempt to groom children to the LGBTQ agenda. They're not going to be a part of promoting the entertainment industry that promotes the LGBTQ agenda. What they're going to do is reach people who are in need and bring the love of Christ to those in difficult situations, and they're not going to filter them through some type of a sexual preference grid to determine what their sexual behavior is. They're just going to reach people. My guess is they're reaching a lot of people that are experiencing the consequences of the LGBTQ lifestyle that ends up many times in despair and in isolation. But they won't let them stay isolated. They'll go to them. You'll see them open up their rescue missions. You'll see their soup lines. You'll see their dinners. You'll see all of those things taking place. That's what they'll do. What would a donation to the LGBTQ organization do? It'll further the problem. What these people are doing is they are addressing the problems of life. They are actually bringing solutions and the love of Christ to those in need. And I'm thankful for the Salvation Army, and I do commend them to you. There's a number of things we do, by the way, at this time of year. We give to Operation Christmas Child. We give to the Angel Tree. Operation Christmas Child helps us meet the needs of children all around the world in the name of Christ. Angel Tree furthers our prison ministry, and this helps us get into the lives of children and spouses who have loved ones that are in prison. And so we come and minister in the name of Christ and on behalf of those in prison. And we actually have a little party for them. And the Project Angel Tree opens up the door for that. We're grateful for that as well. So these are wonderful ministry opportunities, and we thank the Lord for it. May I ask one other thing, Tom? At Thanksgiving or Christmas, you might consider pulling your family together, finding one of these projects with the Salvation Army, with Operation Christmas Child, with Angel Tree, or what you may just have a wonderful Christian outreach rescue mission that is doing meals on Thanksgiving or meals during the Christmas season. Get together with them. Go down and volunteer. It'll be one of the great blessings of your family to take 2 or 3 or 4 hours at Christmas or at Thanksgiving and do that. So may I encourage you to do that. In fact, I would encourage Miss Golding not only to go ahead and do her program, realizing the value of the Salvation Army, but go ahead and put that uniform back on that you use for promotional purpose. Put it back on and go down on Thanksgiving Day after you do your program to some of the ministries they're doing right there in the Dallas area and just see what is happening through them. I think you may even change your perspective and see the value of indiscriminate love that is poured out upon those who are needy in the name of Christ, who gave himself for us so that any and all who put their trust in him can have eternal life.
Dr. Harry Reeder's new book, 3D Leadership, is devoted to equipping the church and believers to multiply and mobilize leaders in all walks of life. This expanded, revised, and reformatted publication of the Leadership Dynamic includes discussion questions at the end of each chapter, a great resource for your personal development, group Bible study, or for church officer and leadership training. 3D Leadership, defining, developing, and deploying Christian leaders who can change the world. To order your copy, go to briarwood.org/3D. Well, thanks for being with us today. Stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.